Well, I mean, we've made a stupid mistake and it's cost us the match. And as we've said all week, playing in Europe, it's a different kettle of fish to what we're used to on a Saturday. You know, they're far more patient, the teams, and the build-up's slower. And the one thing you can't do is make a mistake like we did. We've made a mistake up until then. We were very, 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 very comfortable. I don't think McGregor's had a cross, a shit, a save to make or anything. But that's playing in Europe. You know, you're going along, and I've said to them all week, you're going along well, and all of a sudden the roof caves in, and unfortunately it did that tonight.
What's he said? Because it was a strange one, most uncharacteristic. No,
listen, in football we make mistakes. He doesn't want to do that, and that's the life of a goalkeeper. Wins us the match on Saturday, and unfortunately he's made an error, and when you make an error there, then thankfully he doesn't make too many.
Overall, who or what pleased you tonight?
Well, it was good to see Aluko get back 90 minutes.
Young Harry Maguire, what did you make?
Yeah, Harry Maguire did great on his debut. He was very, very comfortable and looked as if he'd, you know, been around a long time. We were very, very comfortable for an hour. Hmm. Missed a really big chance after 5 minutes. And in my experience, you know, we've got to take those chances. And we've had two late on, Chester's header and Milo's shot at goal too. In the end of the day, we could have been a draw and we walk away and we're quite happy. As it is, we've got it all to do in a week's time.
Yeah, they're a tough challenge, aren't they? What did you make of them tonight?
Well, as I've just said in the press conference, you know, to win the Belgium Cup and finish fifth in the league, they've got an experienced manager, they've got a good side. You know, it's never going to be a breeze. When you play in Europe, you know, everybody thinks it is, but it ain't anymore. And as we've just experienced, it can be very, very difficult, and it was.
Quick check on Stephen Quinn, because was he doing a fitness test before the game?
No. I couldn't name him in the 21. I can only name 21 players. And this was last Monday, so Quinny has missed out. So, difficult decision, but there you have it.
What's the situation transfer front with Jordan Rhodes? We understand a bid's been rejected by Blackburn. How do you see it?
Well, up until now, I don't know that. But there's been dialogue at boardroom level, and we'll see what comes of it. It's somebody who we are interested in, and we've tabled a bid. What the situation is, but when I speak to you now, I'm not too quite sure until I see the powers that be.
I know it's difficult. Is there a buyout clause in his contract? Because I know he signed a contract fairly recently, a 5-year deal.
Not that I'm aware of. There's a buyout. I don't know. We've made a bid, and let's see what develops over the next 24 hours or so.
In terms of other names, is Michael Dawson back on your radar?
Well, he's somebody again who we've been linked with all summer, and quite possibly, yes.
Right, so what's sort of changed there? Because it looked dead at one point.
Well, we've tried to resurrect it, and we understand. And we understand that it's difficult when I speak about other people's players, but, you know, we've been interested in Michael all summer, and it looks as if it's back on the radar again. Whether something will happen, I ain't too quite sure.
Last one. Emil Furtado, is that back on the radar?
No, not at the moment.
All right,
no.
Okay.